Parker Werman with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. There's been a lot of talk this presidential campaign season about hateful language seeping into our politics. And many, including Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton, blame the GOP nominee Donald Trump. They say his often inflammatory statements have had the effect of normalizing hate speech. That is hard to quantify, but that's what the Cleveland Plain Dealer's chief political reporter, Henry Gomez, set out to do. He's a veteran journalist, and he looked at the number of racist comments lobbed his way in the 15 years he worked as a journalist prior to this election. And then he compared that to what's coming his way now. Gomez says the number is up significantly.
What I found is when I write something that could be construed as, you know, a tough piece on Donald Trump or writing about the criticism that his immigration plan has invited, I'll get a comment from someone who thinks that I should be on the other side of the wall that Donald Trump has vowed to build with the Mexican government's money. Or in one case, a reader who by email told me that I should be disqualified from covering politics this year because of my last name. So I've been dealing with it in larger volume than I have in the past. It's come from people who say they either support Donald Trump or are clearly supporting the policy positions that he has he's put out there.
And you've got little doubt that the hateful emails have increased this year in proportion to Trump's rhetoric?
Without question. Like I say, they'd be isolated here or there in the past. And, you know, in 2012, when I covered, you know, the Romney and Obama campaigns, I could probably count on one hand the number of offensive emails or voicemails that I received from readers. And here it's we're talking in the dozens.
So what is your story, Mr. Gomez? Because I know it's not what some of your readers probably think.
Sure. You know, I was born in Youngstown, Ohio. My parents were born in Youngstown, Ohio. I think you have to go back four generations to find someone in our family that was born in another country. And my father's relatives descended from Mexico. My mother is Italian, Irish, and German. So I'm a third generation American, and I'm, you know, half Mexican, and the rest is the Italian, Irish, and German from my mother's side of the family. But we're a very traditional family. We're proud of our, you know, our cultural heritage. It's not something we wear on our sleeves. You know, of course, we eat all the great food from all of our cultures and celebrate those. But, you know, I don't speak Spanish. My sister got the tan genes in our family, and I got my mother's paler complexion. So really, it's the folks that are writing and making judgments based off my last name are doing it simply because of that last name. If you saw my photo, which runs online with all of my stories, I don't see how they could be making any conclusions that way. If my last name were Smith or Miller, which is my mother's maiden name, I doubt that I would be getting these emails.
What occurs to you right now with the mood in this country? Do you ever think we'd be dealing with this kind of prejudice again?
Well, no, I hadn't. I mean, I grew up in a very typical Midwest suburb of Youngstown that was, you know, I wouldn't call it enlightened, but, you know, I didn't really deal with racism growing up. I never was made fun of because of my last name. It was just – this was just something that was unheard of back then, and now it seems to have become in vogue. You know, I'm not going to quantify it or put a number or a half next to it like Hillary Clinton has done and has since apologized for that particular part of it. But it's the fact that it's happening shows that people are responding to Trump's message. And I know people are angry. There's people who are upset because they're unemployed or underemployed, and we're seeing that frustration play out. It's playing out in this argument over immigrants coming here and taking jobs and whatnot. But it's such a nasty tone out there. And I wrote this not, you know, because I wanted to put myself out there and complain or whine about the treatment I'm getting from readers. I just feel strongly that it shouldn't take a Gomez to be offended by this type of behavior, and it shouldn't take a Gomez to call it out for what it is. You can be objective when you report and say this is wrong, and this is the type of conversation. These are the types of conversations that people are having, and that's attributable at least in part to Donald Trump.
So where's this all going, Henry? Even if Hillary Clinton defeats Trump, there's a lot of open wounds that we'll need attending to.
You know, I don't know. It could be depressing some days to think about how we've taken some steps back in our tolerance and our kindness for our fellow citizens and other human beings. So I'm hopeful that people will start realizing that this is wrong, that these opinions, there's a right and wrong, and that treating people or prejudging people because of their last names or their ethnicities or cultural identities is plain wrong.
The Cleveland Plain Dealer's chief political reporter, Henry Gomez, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Marco. Thank you.